Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Hello and welcome. This is Julie Haskins. I am the co-host for the GalacticConnection.com radio, and Alexandra is the host, and Alexandra is our guest today.
Hello.
And we are going to be speaking about Alexandra's galactic alchemical line of formulated essences. And yes, we know that's a huge sentence, but it encompasses quite a world of healing, and I'll let Alexandra explain that. Alexandra and I have known each other, gosh, on the 5-year mark, and have become very close friends. Her remedies have changed my world in ways that I could just probably talk on about for a long time. But I think we'll let Alexandra talk about them now. Alexandra, you've been on a healing path for a long time. How did this all start for you?
Wow. First of all, Julie, thank you for that. I mean, this is so off the cuff, and I just want to thank you for such a nice comment.
You're welcome.
Wow, my healing it actually started in my late 30s. The funny thing is I got smacked upside the head by a volleyball because I was a total jock. And so I was playing a lot of volleyball. I got smacked in the head, and I had terrible vertigo. And that was kind of my first branching out of really trying to find alternative ways to heal myself instead of taking a pill. And, you know, it kind of went on from there. That was just the very beginning stages. Before that, I was very heavily into, you know, herbology. I was always fascinated by it.
Okay. And I as well have always been tuned into alternative healings. Now we know you've had a major car accident, which really led you down quite a few alternative healing paths. That was huge. I believe you were in bed for about 3 years while you recovered.
Yeah. It was in 2001, and one of those stories where, you know, I was warned 3 times and I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there was a higher purpose to it, and it was an excruciating experience, but one in which I'm very grateful that I had a exceptionally high threshold to pain. And if I didn't, I think I probably wouldn't have made it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, indeed. You are a strong woman, without a doubt. Now, when we first met, you really weren't getting into homeopathy or flower essences. I'm just wondering what turn the tide. Why did you choose that path?
You know, it's interesting. I began working, you know, I couldn't do a whole lot and I couldn't do very long periods of time, but I got asked to run the office for a holistic veterinarian. And as I jumped into that full force, I started getting opened up to the world of essences and homeopathy. And it was as if I had come home. The more I got exposed to it, and, you know, she would just kind of throw me into situations and say, okay, go make that bottle, you know, and I'd be like, wait a minute, I don't even know what I'm doing here, you know. But I'm so grateful for her because she really opened up that whole new world to, you know, essence of the plant instead of the actual physical herbal component. And it's a whole new world. It's a whole new way of the body responding.
Okay. Now, you said she would tell you to go make a bottle. Now, those in the audience may not really understand. I fully know what a bottle is, but can you explain when you say making a bottle, what is that?
Well, we actually refer to it as a remedy.
Okay, remedy.
And the remedy can address a multitude of different things. I mean, I work with people that they'll come to me and say, hey, I need a cleaner connection with my higher self. Can you make something? Or it could be something as basic as their physical ailments, like, a bladder infection. Or it could get into very deep, deep work, which is like your miasmic work. You know, miasms are the body's tendency and predisposition, its way of possibly developing illness through the weakest link in the body, so to speak.
Okay. So a remedy or a bottle would be a combination of elements, of essences, of homeopathics related to what that person needs then? Is that how I understand that?
Correct. And it includes, I use such a diversity, everything from, you know, sacred geometrical formulas to mineral essences to flower essences to nature essences, and I have all different sorts, whatever I'm called to use. I do use some of the Bach, for particular, circumstances. But for the most part, depending on what you're getting into is really going to determine what's going to be put into the remedy.
Okay. That makes sense. So I come to you with a particular ailment. Where do we start? I say, gosh, I have high blood pressure. So where would you start with me?
Well, if it's really on a physical level and it's serious physical ailments and issues like that, an intake is definitely required.
Okay.
When you get into the real heavy duty, what I'm finding with a lot of the people here today is that we've come in with a multitude of baggage, like from more than ever before. And this is because all of us want to check out of here. We want to get into the 5D. And so we've really brought all of our stuff so we can work on it, clear it. And it's not like the old days where you had to go to therapy for, 3 years to figure out why you have it. And, oh, I've got to mourn over it. And, I got to really feel the pain, that's an old paradigm. And that's why essences rock, because they really do dig deeply. They uproot the core cause. My particular remedies do. And they allow you to let go of it. And you don't have to go through all the misery and the pain and the sorrow and the anguish of what's associated with it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Based on the many bottles and remedies you have made for me, it has been a very smooth, smooth transition every time. I mean, so smooth that you have to look back and realize you weren't the same person you were a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago on your remedies. And so I will definitely attest there is no downtime with them.
Yeah, it does depend. It definitely depends on your consciousness and how much work you've done in getting in touch with your own body and being in touch with, that intuitive aspect of how you communicate with yourself. That's really, really important. And that will determine the type of journey you're going to have with these remedies. But the other thing I wanted to say was, for those that are relatively new to this walk, sometimes you will experience kind of what I call, wrestling or a battling with your ego. And the essence itself is going to be prompting you to relinquish, to let go, to surrender. It's basically catalyzing that needed change, whether you like it or not, it usually is going to win out. But at the same time I say that, I really want to clarify that these remedies are not made with just, you know, the background that I have in schooling. I'm very big about the fact that I don't want to pursue any case that I take from my own ego. So I really pride myself on remaining neutral and being a vessel of Mother, Father, God and my team of healers. Okay. So that I'm literally downloading signatures and I'm downloading details as to what will go into your remedy according to your higher self and, you know, a much higher dimensional realm of beings that work with me. So it's not all just coming out of my, you know, my school book learning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have seen you create remedies for myself, for other people, and you do go into a meditative state. And I also see you muscle test. Now, you're muscle testing as, is this right to go in the bottle, or do I need more? I mean, what are you muscle testing at that point for?
You know, that varies for every remedy, and I'm thinking it's getting more and more complex. It's very interesting because our bodies are changing radically. In the old days, it was so much more clear cut, and I could answer that question a little bit more easily. But now what I'm finding is I'm really being asked by, you know, the legions of angels, all the types of light beings that I work with. I'm being asked that time is coming to an end, and there is this intensity, there's this desire on the part of all of humanity, whether they're conscious of it or not, to move to this higher enlightened state. It's like that anticipatory thing when you know you're going to be going on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of in that state. I really feel it when I tap in and I do remedies for people. And so even though you're not conscious of it, you're there. And this whole realm of light beings that work with me, I work a lot with the Ascended Masters. I mean, a great deal. And they're kind of like, hey, man, let's just get this going. You know, this is where the root cause is. So I don't kind of dilly-dally around. I mean, if somebody's going to come to me and they have repetitive bladder infections, for example, and they've had them since they were 21, you know, it's very simple to go and buy a homeopathic, for example, like Cantharis, okay, and go to the store and pop that, and that's great. But what I do is I take that a step further and really delve into the emotional, mental implications of the theme behind getting those kidney infections since you were 21.
Yeah.
So I pull that information in. It's like, you know, they're giving me information. I'm getting information just through my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, whatever I've intaked, you know.
Right. And speaking of intake, some in the audience may not really understand what that means. I know you go through a series of questions, don't you, with the physical, emotional states and likes and dislikes?
The first thing is I just really want to hear what they feel are their chief complaints.
Okay.
And so I will typically focus primarily on, okay, what are your top 5-6 complaints, just to see where they're at.
Okay.
There have been so many times that a client will come to me with, you know, I mean, literally 12 different issues going on. Uh-huh. And when you see that, you really have to narrow it down and try to decide what part of the body is screaming the loudest.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, because, you know, you've got to work with, if the body's really ill, you know, meaning, I'm not saying the perfection of the body, but I'm saying, you know, if there's a lot of symptomology, then you want to make sure you pace that client according to how well they can handle the changes, because there's no question homeopathy works, because it's all based on quantum physics. You know, you're collapsing a wave form that's been developed within the body. You're basically going after the cellular memory.
True. Yeah. So you can work on someone's physical manifestations on the surface, but underneath you're working on the emotional and even deeper rooted causes.
Absolutely. Correct? I mean, sometimes it can be spiritual. And
spiritual.
And also my remedies are very unique because of what I use and what I work with. I'm getting into time and timelines and the fact that, you know, we are an amalgamation of a lot of different timelines. When we say past lives, what we're really referring to is other timelines. And we're still hanging out in these other timelines. And so we're accumulating what basically is a miscreation or a thought form that is not in alignment with your higher self. You know, we all have it. And so we're accumulating those in other timelines. My job is to try to, you know, I put job in parentheses, but, you know, my goal is to try to get what are those miscreations in other timelines, because ultimately many, many of the people that come to me that are very, very sick, and they haven't been able to find a cure, or they haven't been able to find anything that really ultimately relieves it. I have found on many, many times that it comes from a different timeline.
Interesting. So your remedies do blend them, you might say, and create a nice, I don't know how to say that. Sorry. My thought disappeared. Yeah, but I understand what you mean. I wish I could put it into words.
It is really difficult to explain, because, and that's why I call them galactic, because they're so expansive. They actually look at the body in a different way.
Okay.
You know, they approach the body in a different way. For example, I have one line of essences that works strictly on rebuilding and repairing the grids around the body, kind of like the globe has its ley lines and its Christ consciousness grid and all these other different kinds of grids. Well, we are no different than the earth. And what has happened is our grids have been severely compromised because of EMFs, because of chemtrails, because of, you know, GMO and contaminated water and all the things that we're exposed to on a regular basis. This just kind of eats away. The other thing with our grids is anything that is involving shock or trauma will ultimately almost always create a hole or a tear, a rip of some sort in our grids.
Okay.
And so my remedies, people are not really aware of this because this is very, very deep work, but my remedies will definitely go in and start repairing that as well. Well, then what it'll do is once it's completed that, it'll actually go into the grid around, say, the liver or the grid around the lungs or the grid around the heart. And it'll start repairing that because they have grids. And, I mean, the body's just an absolutely, I'm in awe of the body.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, is the grids. We don't often think of it that way or never have, actually.
Yeah, I actually see it. I mean, I can see it, you know, I can scan people's bodies when I'm in session and, you know, something will pop out like, oh my God, and it'll be completely unaffiliated with what they think is going on.
Yeah, I've seen that happen as well, definitely.
Yeah, now, so you just have to prepare people.
True. So the level that these remedies work are not the same level in the body whatsoever as a Western medication, I would assume.
No, nothing like that. Because when you're taking a pharmaceutical drug, first of all, it's physical and you're going to swallow it. And so the body has to have not only the energy, but the substantial acids necessary to break that thing down in the stomach. And as you know, most of the people today on the planet have inadequate digestive capabilities. It's just fact. The majority of us are walking around with our vagus nerve shut off, and we don't do very well with our digestive system. And the statistics show that, gosh, I think it was something outrageous. Over 80% of the people that take a pill of some sort, you know, they just poop it out. And the body, you know, the body isn't capable of absorbing it.
Okay. Now, would your remedies be in conflict with anybody taking any kind of medications? Are they so different that they wouldn't even touch each other?
No, and, you know, my responsibility, of course, is to clarify that with them. The only thing that I have found, and I've done quite a few cases where people were on, like, five different pharmaceutical drugs and everything from, you know, working on it from an antidepressant circumstance or high blood pressure or what have you. And the one thing that I have found is, this is really heavy to say this, but, and I've seen it, but the pharmaceutical itself, it is its own being. And I don't know how else to say this, but a lot of times it will, you know, my stuff will not affect what it will affect it, but it will create a wall. A lot of times, you know, for natural remedies. And it's not just mine. It's, you know, I've talked to quite a few practitioners. We've all talked about this. It almost creates a wall or a, an inability to receive, you know, it's very mysterious.
Yeah, that it is interesting, but of course we'd never ever recommend that anyone stop taking meds while taking your remedies. No, that was just not a responsible thing to do. So
I would not go there. I would, you know, I would ask somebody if you're on four different antidepressants, I would ask, take a look at that. I mean, you are in control of your own body, and that's one of the things that we're all being challenged on, is when will we take the reins and be in control of our own health? When will we feel empowered enough and not afraid to make decisions for our own body without feeling, you know, scared out of our minds because we didn't go to a doctor or whoever?
Right. I think the only way you learn that is through experience, that something like the remedies you put together, they actually work, where a lot of people have never tried anything different. And so you do rely on the doctor to tell you what to do because you don't know where else to go, where you're providing that other avenue of something to try that will also not interfere with their current health plan with their doctor, so they can see the changes and maybe start thinking a little differently in the line of helping themselves, making their choices, and reaching out for someone like you.
You know what, Julie? I mean, you know, when I had my car accident, for example, I can't begin to tell you how many docs, you know, they saved my life.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can rattle off like seven right now that they worked very hard to help put me back together. So, you know, there is a time and a place for everybody. And doctors play an important role depending on what it is that you need. My whole thing is that, you know, I just kind of want to challenge people today. You know, if you're on a whole bunch of medications, I would challenge you to rethink why, you know, because, it is not the most effective way, generally speaking, to eliminate certain ailments and issues.
Yeah. Or if you've been to several doctors and you're not getting any answers, they're telling you, well, we just don't know what's wrong. Well, then you know it runs deeper than just the physical if they cannot find it.
Right. Or you're just making yourself sicker, because what a lot of people don't realize is that the pharmaceutical drugs are usually like a molecule or two off from the natural substance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that gave them the ability to patent it. And so instead of taking the real pure thing that's going to line up with the body, it's going to be in alignment, it's going to light the body up literally, okay, because there's a match, there's already a signature match there, then you're putting something into your body that's a molecule or two or five off, and the body is in like total turmoil, like, oh my God, what do I do with this now? And this is one of the reasons that the body will, you know, create little tumors and really bizarre growths, because it's actually storing it. It stores it so that It's trying to wall it off to protect the rest of the body.
I understand that, absolutely. Now, I know you worked with your animals, with your pets, and one situation that came to mind is when they were bitten by brown widows, and I remember them being very ill. Can you kind of explain what you did to pull them through that? I mean, a brown widow bite can be deadly.
Yeah, they both, it started out, believe it or not, it started out with Steve.
And Steve is your husband?
Right, and he was bitten in the back of his head. And at first he was like, ow, God, that really hurt. And then there was really nothing but just this little red bump. And within about, I don't know, God, it only took maybe 2 hours. He was in bed, you know, had bone pain, severe temperature, you know, throwing up. I mean, he was super, super sick. And so I worked on him around the clock. And within 24 hours, he was okay to go back to work.
That's huge.
Yeah, that was amazing. Now, we didn't realize it was a spider bite until it happened then to Harley, my other dog, my border collie.
Uh-huh.
And he got very sick, and so I worked on him. And then my other dog, Mitzi, she got bitten. And when we went out there and tried to figure out, you know, what's going on with this, we realized at that time there was just, I don't know, there was this huge influx of brown widows in our backyard.
That's
our thing.
So that's an example of your remedies working in the kind of a 911 situation.
Yes.
Where it really isn't emotionally based, it's physical based. And
yeah, it's physical based, and you have to really challenge and alert the immune system. I mean, you've got to just give it all you've got.
So you can not only handle kind of an immediate medical type emergency, you can handle a long term. Well, for instance, you made me a fear bottle for this radio show to help me be able to do this show in the first place. It has helped immensely, and I thank you very much. So in that case, you run the gamut between, oh my God, I just got stung by a bee, to, ooh, I'm really scared of doing a lot of things. So that's a huge repertoire that you can help anybody on so many different levels.
Well, you know, I enjoy those the most. When you get into for example, I mean, there's just, I don't know if there's anything I haven't made. You know, I've just made like so many different kinds of remedies, and uh-huh. You know, my claim to fame has been, you know, I do very individualized remedies just for your specific blueprint. But what I've found is, you know, people want just some of the generic, general, like, hey, can you help me with fear? Or can you help me? God, I feel like a slug. You know, I don't know where I'm going in my life, and I don't really have life's purpose. You know, can you make me like, you know, and I just noticed that people were asking for the same things.
Right, right. What do I do with my life? Help me decide. And I've noticed on Galactic Connection, you put on quite a few different blends of remedies that someone can choose from and not have to go through the intake process at this point in the beginning.
Right. Like correct.
I see delighted dogs, for instance, and happy cats.
Yeah. Well, and I thank my friend Deb for that, because she's a rescue, avid rescue supporter. And she has supported 14 rescues herself. And can you imagine, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but we've, you know, the animal kingdom is totally here. This is another thing I've learned through this. The animal kingdom is so much here to absorb our pain. They are literally here to assist us in releasing our pain. Because what I find is when I work on animals, there is a very clear, direct connection between the animal himself and the owners. And so I can usually get a really good snapshot of what's going on even in the home when I work on their animals. And ultimately, the thing that people forget is, yeah, dogs and cats, they're walking on the ground. And so, you know, they tend to be a lot more grounded than we are because of their little pads making direct contact. But they're being bombarded just as much as we are with the chemtrails and the water and, you know, the very processed dog foods and cat foods and everything like that. And so they've kind of lost their zest too. I mean, when I was working for the holistic vet, she told me flat out, she says, I have never seen some of the most bizarre diseases that have been coming across my desk. And she was convinced they all are from, you know, all of these invasive EMFs and contaminants. And also she was a big proponent for not having dogs and cats inoculated. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, but back to what I was going to say is, you know, animals are sponges, guys. They are sponges. So if you are unhappy in your home, they have the natural tendency to do whatever they can to make you happy. And that what the way they do it is they energetically take that away from you. They try to take it on. Whatever is too much for you, they're going to try to take it on energetically. It's not like we can see it, but they're there. You know, you notice like when you're crying, your dog and cat's going to show up. Or when you're depressed, your dog and cat are going to come over and like try to nudge you and love you. And that's because they're telepathic. They're very energetic beings. You know, they're way higher beings than we give them credit for. And so it's very important to take care of your animals as well, because they get clogged up with all that stuff. So it's kind of fun to work on them, and working with you know, Deb and all the rescues and stuff. That was such an insight into all the different baggage that came into her home from all the different homes that all these cats came from.
Oh, interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Yep.
As humans. Yes.
Absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a great improvement in her cats just seeing them, what, a week, 2 weeks apart from them starting on some of your remedies.
And not only that, Julie, but can you believe, you know, to have 14 cats that they're all living peacefully?
Yeah, I know. I saw
it. It's like unheard of.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, so, and that's the way they want to be. That's their natural state. So they love my essences. They just love them. My dogs will, like, all I have to do is say, hey, you want your remedy? And they'll come running and, you know, take it right out of the dropper.
Yeah. The same with my pets too. They definitely do.
It's so funny.
That's guys. Now, I've heard you mention a couple keywords in relationship to your remedies. You mentioned that they catalyze, but I think you also mentioned about magnetizing too. Does that relate to like the law of attraction, to manifesting things in your life? Or?
That's a good question. What I can say is that the remedies, because they basically time travel. So what they're doing is they're working with all of your other selves, and they're clearing up miscreations, misthoughts, you know, whatever it is that you've carried into this lifetime. So that's one thing they do. But while they're doing that, they're also working a great deal on alignment. And so the alignment is typically of your chakra system, your nervous system, your kundalini. It could be a number of things, your meridians or whatever. So what it will also be doing is aligning all of that. It puts it in such a direct alignment with your higher self. And so when that occurs, what ends up happening is if you're very clear on what you want, and you're very clear, if you've done a lot of work, you know, like I work on a lot of advanced people as well. And the one thing I hear from them is the essences will typically allow them to magnify, you know, and draw in that which they've desired. And so I hear that feedback quite a bit.
That's huge. That's huge. So, I mean, this whole process of pulling yourself together on so many levels, you would think it would hurt.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I mean by, you know, this is it. We are at the gate.
Yes.
We are all, you know, whether we know it or not, whether people are conscious or not. I mean, I have some clients where they've just started out. They don't even know what a chakra is, you know. And And it's just so exciting to watch them unfold.
Yes.
And then they become super empowered. And that's like my goal is to, you know, I'll do anything I can possibly do to assist a client in becoming more aware of themselves. And you know, and the awareness doesn't have to be painful.
True.
You know, that's like the biggie right now. I think we're all going through that with these very intense March energies, is learning to see more stuff coming up that you thought you were done with, and learning to just try to look at it from an observation standpoint.
So someone could come to you and they could say, oh, you know, I'm really having a tough March. I don't know what's going on, but I just want to go outside and scream. Do you have a remedy for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to come to you with a specific ailment, or like me coming to you for less fear or some. You just say, God, what, Alexandra, what do I need? Help me.
No, and in fact, you know, I have a lot of that going on right now where, I, you know, and I work on myself all the time too. I mean, I need to be in integrity, and so I take that which I give to others.
True, I see you do that.
Yeah, so I can speak from, you know, experience and integrity. But one of the things that I've definitely, I mean, I thought I'd just worked out just about everything I could possibly work out, and man, in the last 30 days, it's just been a roller coaster, you know. And it's really more about illusion.
Okay.
Like the illusions that we've kind of built around our life so that we could be comfortable, or we could just be copacetic, you know, or we didn't want to make waves, or we didn't want the drama or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of us, well, hey, let's face it. Basically, the matrix is coming down, and each one of us is connected to the matrix. So we all, if you think about it, we're going to go down with the matrix, but we're going to stand strong. We're going to come back like stronger than ever, kind of thing. You know, it's like the phoenix.
Right. So your remedies would absolutely help with the transition of the changes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Up ahead.
In fact, oh my God, I just downloaded a rockin' remedy called Golden Chalice. People should check it out.
I see that on your website. You do have a link on the front page to your essences, and I believe there is a link on the website for BBS as well that you're probably listening to right now towards the end. There's a link if you want to go to alexandersgalacticconnection.com website, which Alex did build all by herself, and it's a massive, giant library. You could spend many, many days and months reading everything that's in there. If you really, so I highly recommend her website.
All about education and,
absolutely.
You know, education doesn't have to be, you know, this is kind of the latest discussion with people. Education doesn't have to be, you know, I have to believe and you have to believe. Education is just so much more about you read something or you watch something and it just like hits you right to the core. You know that that's a piece of your truth, you know?
Yes.
And you add it to your little foundational platform that you stand on, you know.
And I have true, and I have noticed on your website you present many, many different viewpoints, and not just from one angle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want people to find their own truth. I mean, there are some, I believe, some universal truths. I think the ultimate universal truth is do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Absolutely.
That's probably it in a nutshell. But there are other, you know, universal laws. And aside from that, your truth and my truth, we could see the exact same thing. But because we're both like, you know, individual universes, we're not going to see the same thing.
No.
So our truths are never going to be in exactly in sync. You know, we can relate and I can say, oh, yeah, I really see what you say and I see what you mean. But they're never going to be identical.
No, that's what keeps it interesting.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, now back to your remedies for a little bit. Can you give us an anecdote, like a story that you have of one of your clients that would be inspirational to others?
Okay.
Does one come to mind?
Yeah, there's one. I think she won't mind. There's one woman that came to me, and she had been. She came out of an extremely abusive marriage. I mean, to the point where the individual was calling her names, you know, keeping her from leaving her home, you know, very, very abusive, very paranoid, always accusing her of doing things she wasn't doing. And so she finally left him and, of course, was left with a lot of debris from that experience. And, you know, people don't realize that when we do these sorts of things to ourselves, it's not just about hurting our ego. I mean, we are seriously injuring our auric field. And that's where my remedies come in as well, because it does a lot of repair work on the auric level. You know, the other thing is, it depends. If they live locally, I can do various things. I've played around with some mapping with the body, which is just fascinating. That's where you basically take an essence, and the essence is directly related to a particular location on the body. And that essence represents a particular emotion. And that's how brilliant our bodies are.
Is that where I've seen you put it on the gauze and place it on the certain areas of your client's body?
Yes. And, you know, I got the idea from the Bach body mapping, but I've kind of taken a step further and I've done some of my own tweaking. And the bottom line is, you know, it's time for us to kind of get out of the rules. You know, it's got to be this way or that way. I think every practitioner has their own beautiful signature that they're bringing forth, and it's got validity. You know, it's bringing forth something that somebody else doesn't have, because we're all unique beings. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that, like, you know, there's no wrong or right, I feel. You know, of course, I mean, there's general things, obviously. I mean, you don't want people to take too much, or, you know, or like they could actually create the symptom that they didn't even have, you know. I mean, there's some of those basics. But what I'm saying is, just generally speaking, I think we need to really rethink the way we've thought before. Like you and I had talked about Reiki.
Right.
You know, and you might want to give me your thoughts on that. Because you spoke about it very eloquently the last time we had this conversation.
Oh, on my feelings on Reiki. Well,
yeah.
This could touch some touchy ground, but I kind of feel as if Reiki is just slightly outdated. I don't feel that pulling in an energy from an outside source other than yourself, at least not for me, isn't the right way to do it. The energy, the healing can come from you, and you shouldn't be afraid that it's going to weaken you. Like
right.
In Reiki, it's an outside source coming through you to the client. But I am of the thought now, after practicing Reiki for many, many years, that it can indeed come directly from me, and that's okay.
And you know what I would say to that too, Julie, is for certain people, Reiki's the right answer, because that's where they are.
Absolutely.
And you know, we all know that as practitioners, we match and we meet people where they are. You know, that's what healing's all about. For you and your walk and where you are now, you're not calling for that. You're calling for something different.
Exactly.
So, you know, Reiki does have its place. I mean, I actually blogged the other day that something like 480 hospitals had agreed to implement Reiki as an additional therapy for people that were sick in the hospital.
Which is absolutely fabulous.
You know, absolutely, because it's opening the door to finally having people think of themselves more than just a physical structure.
Right. I don't mean to discount Reiki. It's
absolutely.
Only in my life, I think I've gone a little outside of Reiki.
Yes.
So but that happens.
Saying, I don't think you are either. I'm just saying it's very important. It's okay for you to break away from that. And it's okay for you to say, you know what? I'm at a place where I'm super confident, super clear. I could pull in from my own heart center my power and my healing abilities.
Right, which comes with time, with practice. And I also believe that in looking at it now, it comes from your remedies too, because as you grow spiritually and become, like you say, more clear, more genuine, you know it's safe to do that. You no longer have to rely on an outside source anymore.
Yeah.
Because you've already learned that. You've already rode that bicycle. You know how to ride it, and it's good, and now it's time to get a motorbike or something bigger.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I had one mentor say to me, we are striving always for ever more complex states of consciousness.
Absolutely.
We cannot help ourselves. That's who we are. That's who we really are. Okay. I mean, I know there's a lot of people going, oh yeah, right, Alexander, sure. But it's true. I mean, that's the true divine blueprint.
Right. So, but they also have not been on your remedies to know where your remedies take you. They take you to places that you don't realize they could. And sometimes there's what you and I have lovingly called shift amnesia, where we'd say, oh, yeah, I'm just the same person I've always been. And we will look at them and say, no, you're really not. Things have really changed.
Yeah.
So,
it's hard for, well, of course, the more you do this sort of work and you're basically what we're doing is we're cleaning out our yards. We're not just cleaning out the inside of our yard and the inside of our house. We're cleaning out the outside that's surrounding our house, our big yard, and the surrounding neighborhood. That's what we're doing. And so everyone that does this kind of work, they are actually increasing the healing on the planet vibrationally, even far more quickly than someone who's not. Not just for themselves, but for those around them.
Oh, absolutely. Taking remedies in my experience has affected the people I live with. My son, it affects him. He doesn't really realize it has, but it has.
Right. And what you're doing is you're, not because you're consciously doing it, but you're challenging them vibrationally to come up to your level.
Exactly. Exactly.
So this is very important for all of us to be assisting that every little thing that each one of us does helps us break through this matrix.
Yeah. It's kind of a philosophy of, well, if I feel good, well, then you're going to feel good.
Right. And there's nothing more fun than meeting somebody who's completely new to this. I mean, you know how I am. I love it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, wow, say that again? You know, and you see the spark in their eye because they know something's not right.
Yes.
They've never really had the answer. And this is all about a journey within the self. There's no wrong or right. No one's going to be able to tell you, okay, now this is how you're going to be, and you've got to do it this way and this way, and this is how you're going to come out from it. You know, it's not about that. I mean,
no.
It's all exploration. That's what kind of makes it fun.
Yeah, I lovingly call these kind of things little carnival rides because they're a lot of fun and a little bit scary, and when you get to the end, you're really, really happy because it was, like, so worth it.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to ask you, since you've been on them, you know, people have asked me, well, what if I really want to clear, you know, some really deep-seated, let's just say it's like severe childhood pain, okay? And I've worked with those kinds of cases.
Yes,
this will bring that stuff up. But the choice is, are you going to let it go? Or do you have to grovel and hold on to it? Because these remedies will assist you in letting it go very quickly.
Yeah, you take your remedies with like the blank check, you might say, okay, let's just let it go. Let's let what happens, happens. It just does so smoothly when there's no resistance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it is assisting you and not resisting life.
Oh, exactly. Good point. Good point.
You know, that's a really important thing. We've been brought up since birth to resist. And part of it's almost like an allergic reaction. You know, our external world is really not where, you know, it's really not where we ultimately want to be.
That's true. Well, we kind of got off the track a little bit. We started out with mapping on this woman, and you were telling us her story, and we kind of left that timeline and went on to another one. So can we go back to
So basically, when I see something that's very severe, and in this case it was.
And it was an emotional severity, correct?
Well, there was actually a lot of physical ailments as well. But
Okay. You know,
the emotional pain was just extreme.
Okay.
And so I said to her, you know, look, this isn't about committing to me. It's about committing to yourself. I mean, are you committed to take this all the way? I mean, if you've been doing something to yourself and your body that has not been in your higher and best good, and you've been doing it for, say, 50 years, you know, do you expect this to be gone in a second? You know, depending on what you want to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in instantaneous healing. I've had it done myself quite a few times. But I also find that I was super hungry, super receptive, super ready. You know, it had to be the right person, the right time. It just was what it was. A lot of times when people come to me, it is a journey. It is an inner reflective experience. It's one in which they really are getting to know themselves. It's where they're seeing their own beautiful side. And in her particular case, I was like, look, you know, I just want to know, are you committed to keep this going? You know, if you don't just like change, bam, in 30 days, are you committed to keep it going? And so I can honestly say it's been about, I think we've been working together for about 6 months, and I don't even recognize her.
That's huge.
You know? I mean, she's in power now. She, you know, there was a period of time where she was still thinking of going back to this guy.
Oh.
You know, even though he was highly abusive and very, very, very hurtful and, you know, very destructive and that kind of thing. But now she's not willing to go there. See, and that's so fulfilling to me that I was able to assist her, because I realized that my whole purpose is to be the vessel of the Christ consciousness, love and light that comes through me from Mother, Father, God. That's my goal. You know, I want to be as clean and as clear of a conduit possible to bring that information forth to my clients. That's what I ultimately want to give you. And I place it in these bottles. And then along with that, kind of what opened up for me also, which I, you know, I wasn't aware of it at first, was that I'm an alchemist, you know,
absolutely.
And I've had people come up to me and go, oh my God, you know, you were like this major alchemist in this lifetime and that lifetime. And, you know, I never really realized I was just doing my thing. And so I'm noticing that as the energies are changing and as our bodies are changing, so too are the remedies. And they're expanding and they're getting much more expansive because guess what? We can handle them now.
Expansive in the combinations you put together, or expansive as in you're finding new things to put in the remedies?
Both.
Both. Okay. Both. So your sources of what you pull into your remedies, did they probably come from all over the planet?
Yes.
Do they? Okay.
And I have quite a few plans in mind, you know, which I'll talk about another time, but I've been told that I will be bringing forth some very important essences for the planet for all of these shifts that we're going through. It's right now, I mean, let's face it, you know, we're going through the final stages of the destruction of the Matrix. And what people don't realize is we're all talking about the Matrix, and it you know, we need to bring the Matrix down, and we need to bring down the 3D and the cabal and this and that and the other. But really what that is also is mirroring or reflecting back to us those shadow sides of ourself that we have not fully embraced or kind of accepted or you know, allowed to just be with and learn from.
Okay, those shadow sides could have come from the other timelines into this
Correct.
Consciousness.
Correct.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned you have something in the future, do you mean you were going to create your own essence line?
I ultimately would like to do that. I just, time has been, because of my dedication to building the site, which was kind of like, hey, you got to do this now.
I do remember. Where's Alexandra? I don't know. I think she's locked in her room.
God. 15-hour days, man.
Yeah, but that is also listening to your higher self telling you what to do now. Do it. And you listened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because you listened, you are creating these fabulous remedies. I remember when we first met, you hadn't even taken any classes or anything on Bach flowers and homeopathy, and you looked at me and you knew I did Reiki and, you know, massage and everything, and you said, gosh, I wish I was a healer. And I looked at you. I said, oh my God, you are a healer. Oh no, I'm not. And then look at you now. Oh my gosh, you are doing such amazing work. Amazing work. I am in awe.
Sweet. You know what? It's funny you say that because I remember that conversation.
Yes.
And I remember talking to Joseph, and Joseph's like, God, you are such the wounded healer. And I just kind of looked at him like, what are you talking about? And I remember just really it bugging me like, oh, I'm a wounded healer. Oh, that just means that, you know, I'm walking around wounded, you know. and when I looked it up, I was going, oh, I get it now, you know, because really, for those of you that don't know, I mean, I got my ass whooped in this accident. And to be in bed for 3 years, let me tell you, you know, lots and lots of time to reflect and to work on yourself. I mean, you have two choices. You can either grovel and feel sorry for yourself and completely be fixated on the pain, or you can create what this is what I did is I basically created a schedule each day just to try to get through the day. You know, just so I could function at all, you know, cause it was that bad. I mean, you know, when it first happened, I was in a wheelchair and I had people taking me to the toilet.
Yeah, so, that's as you know, rough as it gets pretty much. Yes.
Oh my God. Talk about, you know, and I used to be a jock. So to go from that to like being helpless, you know, was,
That's
quite a lesson to learn.
Quite a huge lesson, yeah. Now, when you mentioned wounded healers, it just like sparked an aha in me that I used to kind of consider myself this wounded healer because I did have quite a few issues, quite a few things going on that are no longer there. So that
awesome
made me realize that you no longer have to be a wounded healer with remedies such as yours. Someone can skip that step.
Yeah. God, is that a good thing? Yeah, I don't even recommend it.
No, but if you're in the middle of it and you don't know where to go, then you go through it.
But you know what? I'd like to say something to that. I really believe there is such a huge increase of car accidents, illnesses, diseases, all kinds of stuff bringing people to their knees. And it's come to an all-time high. I mean, if you read articles and you talk to other practitioners, I mean, they're just blown away at how many people are injured or, you know, sick or ill or whatever. And I really believe that we as a group soul consciousness, we made the decision to do that at this time because each one of us that goes through our healing process, we are ultimately healing others in that process.
Absolutely.
There's so much vested at this time to move us forward. There's so much support. Mm-hmm. And the more we put into it, the more kudos we get, the more fulfillment we have. It's not just a, hey, soul journey here type thing like it used to be.
No, not at all. Not at all. And like you say, the more you help yourself, the more you help everyone else
yeah.
as well. I've seen that happen. Just even just by you feeling good, you can make someone else feel better. Or you have the energy. You're no longer that wounded healer that just does stuff because they have to, even though they just don't feel good enough to do it. Is no longer doesn't have to be the case anymore. And that's amazing.
You know what's interesting too is you and I were just watching Eckhart Tolle.
Yes.
And one of the things he was talking about is what is our responsibility? You know, how do we play in this ascended process? What are we responsible for? Mm-hmm. And it really hit me because he said, you know, basically, however you are contributing vibrationally is your responsibility. And if you are vibrationally contributing, you know, by yelling and screaming or avoiding, which causes your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, you know, if you're continuing to walk that path and you don't think that it's affecting other people, you might want to think again. And that ends up affecting everyone else's vibration.
It does.
You know? So that's why I'm so into like the energy, you know, anything that has to do with vibrational medicine. I know how much it helped me heal. I mean, I really did a tremendous amount of work myself, and I saw leaps and leaps of, you know, breakthroughs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how would someone contact you, Alexandra? What is the best way? Should they want a specialized remedy?
Yeah, the best way is to go up to the website. You can drop me an email if you know, if it's a personalized remedy and you'd like me to do a write-up on that. Just you write me an email, you tell me what's going on, and I usually will contact you and we'll do an intake and then we'll go from there. If it is, it just depends. Like if it's something like, oh, I had a breakup from a boyfriend. If I scan you and I don't see a whole lot of physical stuff going on, you know, or heavy duty disease or anything like that, then a lot of times I might have a pre-made formula up online, or I can exchange emails with you. So it depends. I try to keep the whole system as simple as possible for both of us. The other thing I did want to say was not all my remedies are up there. I've only put up like maybe 7.
Yeah, that's all I'm counting. And then plus your dogs and cats.
and truly, there are gazillions. And it's time, guys. Just the time to get it loaded up there. So I'm still working on it.
Yeah, and I noticed, and then also if you order a specialized bottle from you, I noticed like when I order them from you, you give me insights into what's in the bottle and insights in what you're picking up that's going on in my life that I'm usually not aware of.
Yeah, I do. Depending on what's going on, I always work with your higher self and your guides. Mm-hmm. So that's also a piece of the puzzle. And that is so important because if you're not going there, you know, I want you fully involved in this experience. And I find that you're not consciously aware of it, but you're subconsciously vested in taking the remedy more because you put your input into it. And so I feel very strongly about that. A lot of times it depends on the guide. I mean, you know, God, I've had some bizarre guides come in. Sometimes they don't say a whole lot.
Like mine?
Yeah, yours is kind of quiet. Yes, but sometimes they'll give me like 2 pages of notes to give to somebody. So I never can predict. But okay. What I do, there is something else to put out there. And that is, you know, sometimes I don't want to give you too much information. I'm told to keep my mouth shut. Because I, as we all know, come on, guys, we all know that the observer impacts the outcome.
Very true. Very true.
So if I give you information, I don't want to, you know, if I think it's going to sway or affect a certain outcome, depending on what I'm given, you know, I pretty much follow my guidance. So that's depending.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen you deliver remedies. I don't generally listen in on when you give them the personal low down, but when someone orders a remedy from Alexandra, you not only just get the remedy, you get what's behind the remedy. And you know, you would, to call it a psychic reading is kind of vague, but she does tell you, like I said before, those things you didn't realize was going on. She sees things that you don't see, and that helps you take charge, kind of, oh, okay, let me see if I can change that, or thank you for pointing that out, or I'll no longer bang my head against the wall. Thank you. I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, it definitely helps you make better decisions, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's the most important thing. You know, the other thing I was going to talk to you about that's just really been blowing my mind lately is the patterns. My gosh, it's been fascinating lately. I've noticed that one of the main themes that's coming through right now is all about balance. You know, so that's the first thing, because, you know, that what were there, like a gazillion planets in Pisces in this last month?
Yes, yes.
You know, Pisces is, you know, all about like feelings and sensations. And so it was really over the top for a lot of us. And so I've definitely picked up on that lately. I've also picked up on polarity. And so here we are, we're pulling out of this polarization, you know, from the 3D, you know, you got black and white and male and female and good and bad and work and play. And we are definitely being pushed, and we're having some difficulty letting go of that, because that's all we've known.
So by,
you know,
sorry. Yeah, but so by saying patterns, you know, you're noticing patterns in things that your clients are calling for.
Yeah, like across the board.
Okay, so it's like if I called for magnesium phosphate or something, someone else would call, like a few other people would too. Is that what you mean? Like there's been...
Yeah, like
okay.
Be as far as a homeopathic, but
right.
I use homeopathy a great deal, you know, which is very unique. I use it a great deal for... really buckling down and digging into the emotional mental element.
Okay.
Not that people don't do that, but it's just the way in which I do it. And I would have to say that the third thing that's really coming across a lot is unconditional love.
Ah.
Yeah. Like we're all calling for that. So
as in we're calling for it because we are desiring it, or we're calling for it because we want to emit it. Or both.
It's more about our habits and the way in which we love others.
Okay.
Has been developed where it's not that we don't love you without the love, but we really love you and we want it back.
Got it.
So what we're being kind of tapped on the shoulder to be reminded about is, no, you just love to love because you are love.
Okay.
And that's quite a challenge for all of us, you know, going from 3D to, or, well, depending on where you are. I mean, you could be 4D. You could be in a lot higher dimensional level than that even. But, you know, this is what our physical bodies are letting go of.
Okay.
So it's very interesting.
I know in our conversations, we've probably mentioned a few things that some of the audience can't relate to, as far as like 3D, 4D, 5D, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
And all I can say is go to galacticconnection.com and start reading.
Yeah.
Start reading. Pick. I know you have on the left-hand side quite a few different people to choose from. You can go into their philosophies, like David Wilcock. I'm seeing David Gibson, David Icke. Would you suggest that someone pick one of those that calls their name and start reading all about them, as a place to understand some of the things you have mentioned, the 3D, the matrices, the grids?
Well, you know, of course, it's always beneficial to read Bach, because he's written so many books.
Oh, Dr. Bach.
And he is truly, you know, the pioneer of the 20th century. You know, okay. He's definitely the pioneer. What people don't realize, though, is that flower essences have literally been around, you know, God, go back to Paracelsus, you go back to Plato, There are books written, apparently it goes all the way back 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. This was a very, very popular way of addressing injury and it issues in the Egyptian days.
Flower essences were?
Yes.
Okay, and maybe explain what a flower essence is, because some people may not understand that as well.
Basically what Bach did was he walked around forests, and it all started with he leaned down to sniff a flower, and he licked the dew off of the flower. That's how it all started with him. But what he did was he took a flower, he cut the flower off at the prime time. So this would be like when the sun was its brightest and hottest in the year. You know, a lot of times it had to be perfect weather conditions, a beautiful day, the whole shebang. And he would cut it and he would place it in a bowl of spring water and let it sit in the sun. And what people have not been aware of is that the actual rays of the sun, you know, are infusing the essence of that flower into that water. That's probably the easiest way to
okay.
say it.
Okay.
And so then, you know, he started doing a lot of, you know, just trial and error, testing notes and that kind of thing. And he started recognizing that, wow, you know, when I took the essence, you know, which was the water that the flower was sitting in, when I took it for, you know, on Sunday at 2 o'clock, it made me feel this way, you know? And anyway, he was an absolute brilliant, brilliant pioneer. I mean, God, thank God for Dr. Bach. I mean,
yeah. So then I know you use Bach flower essences, and there are many, many more. So other essences that you put into your remedy would be made in a semi-similar fashion, I would assume.
Actually, not necessarily.
Okay.
You know,
but
the latest craze right now, and I really agree with it, of course, this is because we're moving into 5D. So we're looking at things much more, you know, we're wanting to live with everything peacefully, copacetically. You know, we don't need to kill something in order for ourselves to progress.
Okay.
You know, this is a big, big realization, and even in the essences world. So a lot of your essences and the people that are creating the new essences now, they don't kill the flower. They don't snip off a branch or a leaf or a needle or a whatever. They will actually go in there and they will create the essence through, you know, like an all chemical experience. And they might even get downloaded, similar to what I'm doing. You know, I'm just using, those are kind of like my tools in the toolbox. You know, I put them together and then I create the house, so to speak.
Got it.
You know, but the latest craze is a lot of the essences now are never cut off of the original tree or plant or flower or whatever.
That's quite a different take.
Yeah, it's very different. And then, you know, I guess it depends on which company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of cool stuff out there.
But that is an interesting way to look at it, to where if you believe that even a plant has consciousness, you cut it and put it in a bowl of water, well, technically it could kind of be screaming while it's in the water,
right. Creating
the essence. So that would eliminate that plant adrenaline, you might say, from going into the essence.
True. Now, on the flip side of that.
Uh-huh.
When you read up on, you know, which I've read up on some of the stuff, it's very interesting because the actual flowers themselves, when people speak to these flowers are just wanting so badly to be used for the assistance of humanity.
Oh, okay.
And it's not just to be looked at. They really are desiring to make a difference. You know, I mean, they have a consciousness too. So according to people that actually do that and they go and they sit and they communicate with a flower,
Those
kinds of things that I've read is that they want us to use them more because eventually they die, right? I mean, flowers don't last, you know.
True.
That
True.
Long. I mean, I spoke with somebody the other day and it was just like really trippy. He was talking about the animal sacrificing back in the old days. And he was really into the indigenous research. And he says, people just don't even get it, you know, why that was such a big deal back then. And I said, oh my God, that totally creeps me out. That's like the last thing I could ever do, you know, is sacrifice an animal. And he said, well, you know, he says, all I can say to you is you just don't understand how these animals, they so much are here to assist humanity. And they will go to whatever, you know, they'll do whatever they can to do that.
That's pretty intense to think about. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, flowers are really no different. I mean, you know, we truly are blessed with all the elements of nature. You know, water, my God, look how powerful water is. You know, just by all we have to do is project a thought into that water and it's changed molecularly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you say, plants are here to assist. I mean, I have a half acre of mostly dirt and various weeds that show up. And when I got into flower essences, I made an essence from mallow, and I always had mallow just took over my yard after I made the essence. And I took that essence the next year. I didn't have that many mallow plants. Now stinging nettle is in, and a couple other ones that I've looked into. Like, yeah, my body could need those too. So plants trying to help you by showing up and taking over your yard, if you don't pay attention, they'll just keep coming back.
And think about it. That's their way of communicating with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And once, like, for years, a good 20 years, mallow would, I would just be fighting it all year until a couple years ago. I made the essence, they were satisfied, and now there's just a couple here and there.
That is so funny. Tell now, Julie, since you know essences, tell everybody what mallow is for.
Oh, it's to be comfortable in social situations.
So I want everybody to know that this interview is a big deal for Julie.
Thanks for bearing my soul. I'm now feeling very vulnerable. What essence would I take for that?
Wait. Yeah, look at how great of a job you're doing.
Oh, I'm trying. Thank you. I need to take some more fear from my fear bottle. But honestly, Alexandra does work that I believe no one else does. I have watched her progress in her formulations and her insights, and it has just been amazing to watch, and I get to reap the benefit of it all by being her dear friend. At least I think I'm her dear friend.
Well, namaste to you. And I really, you know, I really want to thank those that just continue to support me, because, you know, when I went back to school, I was such a pain in the butt to the teachers. You know, I would show up early. I would leave late. I would come with like 16 questions on a sheet of paper. You know, I would go home. I was so addicted. I knew at that moment that I had always done this or something. Mm-hmm. And, the one thing I can say is, you know, I was walking around going, can I try this one on you? Hey, can I try that on you? You know, well, hey, can I do this to you? Hey, can you come over? Can I work on you for like 5 hours? You know,
I remember. Oh,
but it's all paid off. And
absolutely. And essences, just the Bach line is crazy amazing. And then to add on everything else you're doing just takes it to a level that has no words to describe it. I just can't go there.
Yeah, and I do want to say that, you know, no matter where you are, if this is your first time to be exposed to essences of any sort, just remember, you know, there is no, oh God, that's too advanced for me, or oh God, you know, I'm scared because I've never delved into this. There's just no room for that, because there's so many different kinds of essences and formulas, and that's where it all begins. It's probably one of the most effective ways to get your spiritual walk going.
Absolutely. Even coming to Alexandra and getting a Bach formulation. You don't really have to go into the galactic world unless you're ready.
Right. Yeah,
it
exactly.
Just ease you into that. He's
very true.
It's fabulous. You don't know where she can take you until you start on the path.
Yeah, it's important to match where you want to be. You know, it's not about where I want you to be. It's it's where you want to be and what you want to do. So, you know, anyway, I'm just, you know what? Whenever I have conversations like this, I get really excited because I'm just in awe that something so cool like this, you know, where I know it's all natural. I know it's not going to hurt their bodies. I know that I'm that one piece of assisting, giving them more clarity, more empowerment, you know, more connection. And that's just such a high for me.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if anyone in the audience is on Skype with us. The instructions for going on Skype is at the BBS website, bbsradio.com/. Well, actually, you would be listening on to there, wouldn't you, right now? Galactic Connection. It tells you how to call in or to contact us through Skype. I'm just throwing it out there if anyone has any questions. We were lucky enough today to be able to extend our time some, so we can be around for about another 15 minutes if anyone has anything they want to ask Alexandra.
Yeah, and if not, you know, if you have any questions, because a lot of times it's private and people don't like to talk about it openly.
True.
You know, just drop us an email, and of course everything's confidential and there's no judgment. There's no judgment. We all have stuff.
Indeed we do.
We all have stuff. So, and it's hard to hear anything that would shock me, because pretty much just about everything that I've worked on, you know, I never thought that I would see some of the atrocities that humans have done to other humans through clients.
Oh.
You know?
True.
Anyway.
Well, this is only our second show, but I think we're doing quite well.
I feel that too. So if you all want to peruse the website at galacticconnection.com, don't forget that you know, there's a virtual online library up there for topics like alchemy, you know, vibrational medicine. I mean, there's just so many cool areas. If you're really interested in this field, you know, I highly recommend that you jump in both feet. Don't be scared. Just go for it. Do it.
Yes, and we do have a galacticconnection.com Facebook page. You can like us there, and we do post things every day, just like the highlights of what's going on. And we do have a Twitter at Galactic Connect if you want to follow us there.
Yeah, and sooner or later, we're going to get Julie on the hot spot, and she's going to talk to you about your sound coherence.
Oh, yes. Well, I do have a sound chamber, which will be another day's topic, I believe. Yes. And our next week's guest will be Cobra again for his monthly interview. He'll be speaking on the world events in March from a galactic perspective. And that you won't be able to call in when Cobra's on. We do have to pre-record and modulate his voice for privacy reasons. But perhaps if you send us your question ahead of time, we might be able to ask him then, depending on Cobra's time. But Alexandra, would you be open to that, to be accepting questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've told people that before. Just try to get them in. You know, I don't think people realize how much work goes into these interviews. It's a lot of research, and you know, you got to value his time and mine. So you got to really be prepared and have all the questions lined up, you know, where it makes some sort of sense. So if you're going to send them in, it needs to be done within like the next 3 days.
Would they send it to alexandra@galacticconnection.com? Would that
perfect.
Be a good one? Okay.
That would be perfect.
And that's what I believe you're going to speak with him next Tuesday, first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
An ungodly hour. No offense, Cobra.
Yeah. Well, Alexandra, do you think we're ready to wrap up?
I think so.
It's been fabulous. And like I say, next week, 4 o'clock, we will have our recorded interview with Cobra. The week after that, we will have a special guest from the East Coast. And Alexander, have we been given their topic yet?
No, we're still tweaking that, but it's gonna rock.
Yeah, can you give a little hint of these two guests?
It's really going to be a discussion about light workers versus light warriors, and kind of the mystique that's placed around that word warrior. We're gonna open that up, because there's a lot of people out there that feel like, come on, man, let's bring this matrix down. So we will be discussing. We're going to be giving you tools. I mean, it's really good information on how can we make this happen sooner rather than later. That's about all I'm willing to share at this point.
Fabulous. And I know we have other guests. Rob Potter will be coming on in, I believe, 3 weeks.
Yes, Roberto, who's in Thailand.
Oh, nice. And then we have the Cobra Convention in the end of May. And that also is out on galacticconnection.com, the information regarding the conference in May with Cobra. Yeah. And so I think...
There's quite a few more people. I don't remember them all, but they're starting to come in. So if you feel that you're resonating with our site, drop me a line and we'll talk if you would like me to interview you.
Yeah, and please tell your friends.
Yeah.
To listen. And the archives, we'll have everything on archive. And for now, it's free to archive, to listen to the archives, I should say. And we plan on trying to keep it that way for quite a while. But we do appreciate anything you want to send our way to keep this going.
Sounds good.
Okay, Alexandra.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. And, I just wish you the very best. And I hope that my sincere desire is to assist everyone, including myself, to make this a smooth transition.
Absolutely.
That's what we're all about.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alexandra.
Thank you, Jill, for your time.
And thank you, everyone. And we shall be speaking with you next week.
Okay, everybody. Take care. Have a great night.